This is the Katrina Files, a series featuring the perspectives of first responders who worked in New Orleans in the immediate aftermath of Katrina. I'm your host, Paul Mawson. The Katrina Files are drawn from oral history interviews of first responders from local, state, and federal response agencies carried out by the Historic New Orleans Collection. It is the first-person accounts of the chaotic events following the storm 10 years ago. This episode features interviews conducted by Mark Cave with members of the St. Bernard Parish Fire Department. The interviews were carried out in April and May of 2006. Members of the fire department were pre-positioned in sturdy buildings throughout St. Bernard Parish prior to the storm. Captain Barry Booz describes rising floodwaters at the Civic Center in Chalmette.
You know, as it slowly came in, we went upstairs to the second floor, and we stood there. We could see it pushing the doors in. You could see the water on the glass because the building in the front is totally glass. Then all of a sudden, it must have got around about 3-4 foot, and you could see the green, just like you would see, you know, in the ship channel and all. And then all of a sudden, the wind just started blowing out. And slowly, one by one, boom, 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 and the water started gushing in. So there was really no place for ourselves to go but to stay where we were at on the second floor. I recall getting up there and looking inside the building and seeing the water rise over the chairs. And then it went up to the edge of the stage. And on the left-hand side of the stage, there was an American flag. And I can remember that water finally going over the American flag. And I knew we were in trouble.
They began rescue operations immediately after the storm. St. Bernard was one of the hardest hit areas, and many lost their lives. Captain Booz remembers receiving a call asking for a body bag.
I actually requested a bunch of body bags, and we didn't have any. They supposedly couldn't find them, or they were misplaced, or whatever. A little later, one of our guys called requesting a body bag. And I didn't know it, but that was his dad. And it didn't dawn on to me till about late on that evening who it was and why he called for it. And that's kind of messed up. That hurt my heart, that he had to call for his own dad's body bag.
Captain Barry Booz of the St. Bernard Parish Fire Department. Finding bodies of the deceased took an emotional toll. Fire engineer Michael Binder recalls finding the body of a handicapped man in his home.
I walked in and I found a guy laying in the kitchen, and obviously he was handicapped because there was a wheelchair there. And you just felt sad for him, you know? I mean, he didn't have any family, anybody to care for him, and was he used to the reoccurring cycle of hurricanes that we have here where people just stay, it blows over, and then, you know? But a Category 5, somebody should have got that guy out. And that's the only thing that really preyed upon my mind. You just try to go on and you do your job as best you can.
St. Bernard Parish Fire Department Fire Engineer Michael Binder. Some firemen were stationed at Chalmette and St. Bernard High Schools. Both were parish-designated special needs shelters. As floodwaters rose, residents from nearby neighborhoods sought refuge on the high school's upper floors. One of the fire department's fundamental challenges was keeping the thousands of residents sheltered at the high schools alive. Even when the storm surge subsided, 5 to 12 feet of standing water remained in most parts of the parish. Fire engineer Raul Valeccio recalls the complex evacuation of the St. Bernard High School emergency shelter.
But on the day we decided to get them out, we made three of the firemen and a council member and one of the deputies, we made our way to the bridge, to the Violet Canal Bridge. Well, we knew up on the bridge the parish had parked their dump trucks up on a bridge. And when we got to the bridge, we found a dump truck that was able to start, and we drove the dump truck through the water. And once we got to the school, our intentions were to load the people into the dump truck and bring them to the highway. Well, as soon as we got the dump truck loaded, the dump truck stalled and we couldn't get it started. We was able to use it in the fact that was like another level to get people down to. We were able to load people off the roof into the dump truck, and then we could put them in boats. So they still had a second dump truck at the bridge. So we'd load people off the roof into the dump truck. From the dump truck, we'd put them in boats, and a boat would bring them up to the main highway, and we'd load them up into the second dump truck. So we did that pretty much all day long, with ferrying people from boat to dump truck.
St. Bernard Parish Fire Department Fire Engineer Raul Valeccio. This is the Katrina Files, the first-person accounts from first responders. To see pictures or to hear this or other Katrina Files episodes in our series, go to wwno.org and subscribe to our podcast. The Katrina Files series features the perspectives of first responders who worked in New Orleans in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It is created by the Historic New Orleans Collection in partnership with WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Thomas Walsh is our producer. Mark Cave is our executive producer. I'm Paul Mawson. Thanks for joining us.